One of my local builders received an award for the quality of work that he and his company were undertaking locally. And it was raised then, the issue, he's doing fantastic work, you know, quality work where people can be assured that they're getting something that will last them, well, for most of their lives, but was being continuously undercut by cowboy firms, delivering poor quality. Then eventually, and sometimes when I say cowboy firms, in my constituency, you sometimes wonder if you're living in the Wild West, because eventually they'll wind up on an MP's doorstep because they've run out of the potential that they have for litigation, or that individual company has gone into liquidation, is not accepting its responsibilities. And it's a real problem. I tell you, any constituency MP will tell you that they've been faced with constituents who have nowhere to go for redress at the end of the day. I think it's a great idea. Some will argue this is more red tape and there'll be arguments against it. I don't believe it is, because sometimes red tape is important. Regulation is important. At the moment, we all know we've got a housing crisis that we haven't seen since the Second World War. What's wonderful is political parties at the moment are outbidding themselves on how many homes they're promising to build. We don't want to be in a situation where cowboy builders are building the slums of tomorrow. If we're going to tackle the housing crisis, it is true we will need to use modern and new techniques. I was up at one of the tech fairs in Birmingham not long ago, and there was someone there looking at setting up a factory for prefabrication build up in the north and looking at the use of robots, et cetera, to do that. It is even more important, therefore, that we introduce regulation that's up to date and keeps up with the changes in construction that has taken place as well, so that when we do license, we license all forms of construction, all forms of building, so that they meet the qualities that we demand in the 21st century. We'll be feeding this into our manifesto construction so that we can build up, I think, hopefully cross-party support for the need for licensing and then the design of the scheme.